Despite all that, I'm still saying they're the second best team in the West. I'm just saying if I have to stack rank the teams right now. Big Ben couldn't join us today. He's flying back to Seattle. But we have a very special guest. It's Christmas time. Happy holidays for all our listeners out there. And
happy holidays.
From Raw and Uncut Podcast. Welcome to the show.
Hey, man. Appreciate it, man. I know we've been trying to connect for a while, man. I really appreciate it, man. You know, thank you for letting me on the show, man. I really enjoy your show a lot.
Yeah. I'll take a page out of your book where you don't introduce a grown man. Yeah. So
Nah, I don't. So my name is Akeem. I'm from the Raw and Uncut Podcast. And, you know, my podcast is pretty much shoot the breeze, talk about whatever I feel like, you know what I mean? It's just all about, you know, talking to the public and, you know, just enjoying life, man. So I really enjoy myself and I love to be a part of the podcasting world. And I'm just happy to be here, man. I appreciate it.
With the Bay Love, the Niners hat, living in SAC. Can you tell our listeners, how are you a Philadelphia Sixers fan?
Man, it happened. it's crazy because even though I went in high school, I went to Oakland Tech. It was because I was forced to for some behavior issues. But I see the here or there. Like, being from San Francisco, the rivalry is Oakland. Mm-hmm. And so when the Warriors are in Oakland, I can't go for the Warriors. And that was just like a family thing. Like, that's just not happening, right? So I always been a Charles Barkley fan since I was a young kid. And I was a huge Charles Barkley fan when I was young. My dad was a Julius Irvin Dr. J fan. So, you know, just being around family to love Dr. J, I like Barkley, 76ers it was, you know what I mean? And I've always been a Sixer fan, even when we was horrible. Mm-hmm. You know,
you 90, trusted the process.
Man, we got Allen Iverson. It changed my life, you know what I mean?
We can get into it. It's Christmas. It's NBA. It's yeah. NBA on Christmas. Mm-hmm. Every year, they pick the games, the marquee games, the superstars. And I remember growing up watching Jordan and watching Isaiah. There was only a couple games. But this year, there's five games. You want to go through the games, talk about the teams?
Yeah, we can definitely. Refresh. I know my Sixers play the Bucks. Yeah. Who do we got? The Lakers. And who are they playing?
So we'll start off in the morning. We got the 9 a.m. game. We've got the Celtics playing at the Raptors.
Yeah, that's going to be a lopsided game. I think the Celtics are going to wear them out.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I think they're pretty good, man. Like, even though my Sixers did beat them, mm-hmm. they're actually gelling right now. If you start to notice, Tatum is getting, you know, the coach has always been okay to me, but he's really putting together some pieces, man. They're just missing a big guy right now.
Yeah, I look at last year compared to this year, and love him or hate him, Kyrie, he's very ball dominant, and there's not a lot of looks around. So, like, he was averaging in the mid-20s, and everyone else was kind of, like, in the low teens. But Kemba's more efficient, and he's sharing the ball a little bit more. So the ball's in Tatum's hands, who's averaging 20. Kemba's averaging 20, and Jaylen Brown's averaging 20. So they've got that good core, but to your point, I'm worried about that big guy in the middle who could rebound, who can score, and maybe even can defend.
Yeah, and it's just like free land. Like, anybody can go to the lane and lay up. Yeah. I mean, it's no true threat there, and they're missing out Horford. I mean, that was a huge loss for them, and the Sixers kind of, you know, they did pretty good by taking them away.
Yeah, no, they did, and the Raptors, you know, coming into this year, you know, the average fan thought that there was going to be just a complete fall off. But, you know, they do have a good core. They've got Lowry. He's just back from injury. They've got, you know, Norman Powell, who's playing well, and Siakam. Yeah. He was most improved last year. He might be most improved again this year.
We just played them Sunday, man. And, you know, we was kind of shaky towards the end, and we end up winning, but Lowry looks to me as they look better without Lowry playing for some reason. I don't know why, but they look better when he's not in the lineup. I thought when he was down, it looked better. They look harder to beat. A lot of guys were stepping up. Maybe that was just me, my perception of it, but.
No, like I'm a big fan of Van Fleek. Saw him when he took down my Warriors.
I like Van Fleek, yeah.
I think when Lowry's not there, it gives him more opportunities to do his thing, and he doesn't have to look over his shoulder or pass it left or right. You know, he can just take charge, and, you know, he's nice.
Nice.
You know, very and
plays good defense.
Plays great defense. And the stat that kind of blew me away is the Raptors were 17-5 last year without Kawhi. Which I was like, oh, that was a little bit of a surprise. And I knew they were going to be, you know, contending this year, but I didn't realize they would be this good this soon.
That's Siakam, man.
And that's Siakam.
Siakam. Van Vliet, too. I mean, he's shooting his lights out, man. He was killing us the first game we played them, and that's when Embiid scored 0 points.
Yeah.
But he was killing us, man. He was killing us.
So Celtics, Raptors, you're going Celtics here.
I'm going Celtics. I think they're gelling. It's in Boston, correct?
Yeah, no, it's in Toronto.
That matters. It's hard to win out there. Yeah. I go Boston. I go Boston. We'll see.
Okay. All right. We're going to split there. I'm going Raptors. I think they're going to figure it out. They got the bench. They got the system. They're going to figure that out. So our next game, 11:30 a.m., Bucks against your Sixers in Philly.
Yeah, I got the Sixers. And the reason why is because, to be honest with you, like, we're long. We got Al Horford is going to have to guard the Greek. Mm-hmm. And they don't have anybody who's going to be able to touch Embiid. They don't have a soul. And they don't have anybody that's going to be able to guard Ben. Mm-hmm. And Josh Richardson at the two is going to give Middleton fits.
He's going to give him the business.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, watch out. I'm telling you. So when we're healthy and all of us are playing, the only problem is they're deeper than us.
Yeah.
But I don't know why we don't play Trey Burke more off the bench. He's really good. He just scored 21 the other night. Like,
is that Trey from Michigan?
Yeah, Trey Burke from Michigan. Remember, he was special at Michigan.
He was nice. And he played with with Tim Hardaway Jr.
Yeah, he sure did. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And that's high level. That's high level intelligence right there, man.
And you know, I'm gonna throw one other person. They played with Nick Stauskas as well.
Trash. Sacramento King, trash. He played with my Sixers too. He was trash. But he did help the process. We traded him. Mm-hmm. And it did help us, you know, get some picks and get some guys trade away. That's how we got Jimmy last year, you know. So he did his time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I got the Sixers.
I got the Sixers too. The Bucks are good. Greek Freak, he's having another monster year. They kept everyone together. You know, they kept they kept Lopez, they kept Middleton, but they couldn't sign Brogdon. But I like what they did when they added Korver and they held on to Wes Matthews. They've got those shooters to spread the court. But to your point, they've got to defend on the other end. And I think if you focus in on Greek Freak and make the other people beat him, I think the Sixers just have more weapons.
I just know the Greek. I mean, who's going to guard Ben? I mean, the Greek can guard Al Horford, but Al's going to get his. He'll get about 15 because he's a crafty veteran. He can shoot the little mid-range. But Embiid, he is going to be fired up for this nationally televised game.
Yep.
And he may get them for 30.
Okay. 30 and 10?
I say Embiid gave us about 28 and 11. And then I think Ben will give us 15, 9, and 9.
Okay. So what's the latest on Ben shooting threes? So he hit his first three-pointer, and I read somewhere the coach wants him to shoot one a game.
Oh, yeah, man. I think people need to give that up. That's not his game. I think he's a distributor. He's a paint killer. Like he puts pressure on the defense in transition. It's just not his game to pull up and shut to shoot the jumper. He's an all-star without shooting the ball, so that tells you about his game. One of the best defenders in basketball right now. People don't even look at him. He's averaging over 2 steals. Okay, he's taking 8 rebounds down. He's averaging about 9 assists. He gives you about 15 points. I mean, Ben Simmons is a special basketball player. If he develops a mid-range jumper, great. If he doesn't, who's going to stop him? Don't nobody stop Ben Simmons but Ben Simmons.
No one stops him. He knows his role. He knows how to impose his will. And I agree with you. It's like he shouldn't do something that he's either not capable of or he's not that dominant. And that's not his role on the team. His role is not to hit three-pointers. His role is just to force transition, to impose his will, and to get in the lane on a mismatch.
I'd be so tired of hearing how he's judged by everyone else and what they do. He's not everyone else. Like, he's a special man. He's 6'10". He's guard. He's a point guard with a great, great ability to get the ball to other guys. If you notice, Ben really does not want to shoot the basketball.
No.
He'd rather distribute. And so back in the days, that was fine. Everybody would be like, oh, he's a pure point guard. He's great. He's doing this. Now it's like you got to score 30 like James Harden. That's not his game. He's not that guy.
No, it's the NBA's move towards a more offensive, you know, less defense. You can't touch the player, no hand checks, no physicality. So everyone wants to see the points.
Soft. It's just soft. NBA is so gingered. I'm an old school guy, so it's hard because I just remember the shot.
Remember when Oakley was with the Knicks and Anthony Mason, you drive through the lane, you'd be missing a couple teeth.
them and the Detroit Pistons,
you know, bad boys.
Like, they wasn't playing games. The Blazers with Kevin Duckworth and them. Oh, they was. You weren't doing that. The Nets with Derek Coleman and them.
They weren't playing. Love or hate the Celtics, McHale will still throw you an elbow if you come in that lane.
Robert Parrish, McHale, all them. Robert Parrish, all them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Larry Bird. He was dirty, man. He was.
Yeah. And he'd tell you about it too.
Special though. He had special game.
2 o'clock game, the Rockets taking on my Warriors, who have won 5 games this year, 2 of them against the Bulls. I don't think they're going to see the Bulls on Christmas or any time else this year. They may be in trouble here on Christmas Day with Mr. Harden coming to town.
Don't be surprised if they change the game for Christmas because of the Warriors and how they're looking right now.
I wouldn't be surprised. Can they do that?
They could if they wanted to. Yeah, they could. They haven't announced nothing yet, but I wouldn't be surprised because that game is not going. It is a sad shell of himself. But nobody, trust me, nobody at all in this entire United States of America is having any sympathy for the Golden State Warriors.
No. And that's my team. And you know what? We had a good run, so it's fair. It's fair. There should be no sympathy.
I think I posted, where are all the Warrior fans? I think you got on my tweet.
Yeah.
And said, we're still here.
It's a red shirt year.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, you know, it's really, it's not even Steph or Clay. I think it's Draymond, man. He talks so much for so long. People couldn't wait to see him like this. He's looking bad too. They might want to move him, try to get some parts.
D Murph and I were talking about it. Like, it's all about your legacy, right? And Draymond doesn't want to be like, oh, I'm only good because I have Steph and Clay and Durant. Well, here's your time. Here's your opportunity. And his 6 points, 5 assists, 2 for 12 shooting doesn't really look that great now in the box score, does it?
Man, he's not helping nobody win a game.
No.
So I don't. Yeah, he's a shell of himself.
Yeah,
we can use him. We could use him in Philly. He'd be good off the bench for us.
Yeah. Well, so you have what? You got Clay signed. You got Steph signed. D'Lo's got money. Draymond's got money. Like
D'Lo's the shell of himself too.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see what they do.
They got to move him too, man. He is not a fit.
No, it's going to – well, you know, I said it with D. Murph. Like, you know, you got Curry and D'Lo. They're not stopping anyone. You know, they got to outscore them.
So I go with the Rockets, man. Let me go ahead and go with the Rockets.
All right. So I'm going upset city. I'm going Warriors just because I have to go Warriors.
The Rockets, I dig it, man,
are coming out flat. They're not excited to play. They're on the road. They're overlooking them. Harden's going to get into foul trouble early. And the Warriors are upsetting the Rockets on Christmas.
Man, I dig
highly it. Unlikely, but that's what I'm going for.
I dig it, man. All respect. I dig.
So we got two more games left. We got the prime time game, 5 p.m. Clippers at the Lakers. What are your thoughts on the two LA teams?
Man, the Lakers look really good, man. The Lakers look like they're starting to go where everybody thought they were going to go. But, man, prime time, my money's on Kawhi Leonard. I think Kawhi Leonard is the best basketball player he's the best basketball player in the NBA right now. I love LeBron. I'm a LeBron fan. So whatever he does, any championship he wins, like, I really want him to win. I like LeBron James a lot, but I just think Kawhi Leonard right now is the top of his game, and he can defend LeBron. LeBron can't defend him. So I'll take the Clippers with Paul George. You know, he's there. They haven't seen that dynamic. So
I'm ready. Yeah, I just think I think the Clippers are a better all-around team. Like, they have their identity, they have their people, and two of their best players don't even start. They got Lou Williams coming off the bench and Montrezl Harrell as well. And so Kawhi and Paul don't have to dominate, whereas the Lakers, LeBron and AD, have to dominate every night, and they can dominate every night. But I just don't see them having enough outside shooting on the Lakers consistently, or enough defense to beat the Clippers in this game, or to be ranked higher than the Clippers. So I'm going Clippers as well. I know the Lakers have a great record, but I think it's a little bit of fool's gold. You know, they lost to the Mavericks, they lost to the Raptors, they lost to the Clippers. They haven't played the Celtics. The Lakers
are fool's gold?
They haven't played the Celtics, Sixers, or Rockets yet. They're beating up on the Warriors, the Pelicans. Like, don't get me wrong, the Lakers are good.
The Bucks smashed the Clippers, by the way.
There was no Kawhi or Paul George then in that game.
They didn't play in that game? I swore.
One of them didn't play.
Yeah. So I know Kawhi had 17 points. So okay. Maybe Paul didn't play.
Maybe Paul didn't play. So.
Okay, man. Like, oh. Hey, man. Yeah. I don't know, man. LeBron James. I don't know, bro.
Despite all that, I'm still saying they're the second best team in the West. I'm just saying, if I have to stack rank the teams right now, I'm going Bucks 1. This is long-term stack ranking. Bucks 1, Clippers 2, Sixers 3, Lakers 4, and then I'll go Celtics 5.
So you think the Bucks are better than the Sixers?
Yes. Okay. I do. But here's where I'll ride the fence a little bit. Anything can happen in a seven-game series, right?
Yeah, and that's where I think it comes down to culture, because I'm going to be on the record and say we will not win a championship with Brett Brown as our head coach. So I want you to remember I said this. It does not matter what we do. If Brett Brown is our head coach, he will find a way to make us lose the basketball game. He is an absolute – he helped with the process. Now we need to bring in a coach to finish the process. He is terrible.
Now, is it the X's and O's? What do you think the issue is?
I think it's, for one, he doesn't hold our players accountable. Embiid is not held accountable. Ben Simmons is not held accountable. These guys are not held – we've been in the top three of turnovers ever since he's been – the head coach. This is back when we were terrible, when we was winning seven games. Like, oh, wow. We've been in the top three, and we are still in the top three with all of these great players. So who is that? That is you as a head coach. You're not holding these people accountable. I'll be sitting these cat on the bench. No, you get on the bench. Look, I'm not – look, you over here turning the rock over. You got – Ben had seven turnovers. Embiid was in the game. This is a prime example. Embiid was in the game with 0 points against the Raptors at the end of the game, shooting the ball, just forcing it up, and did not take him out.
No accountability.
You have no accountability, man. I'd have told, get on the bench. You're sucking it up right now.
Yeah.
Put Al Horford at center. Bring one of these young cats off the bench. Like my boy Marquise, my rookie from Washington.
Yeah.
Oh, defensive stopper.
Thibel.
He had dub last night.
Yeah, he's nice. So
he can play, man. He changed the lineup. Good coaches will change the lineup. If I don't care if you're the superstar, you have to sit down to understand. Not helping us doing that, man.
Yeah, it's all about matchups and the flow of the game, and you've got to be able to adapt and sit some players if they're not playing well, and play those players if they're in a groove or if they're in a rhythm.
I agree, man. But I could talk about my Sixers all day.
All right, last game, nightcap, 7:30 p.m., Pelicans at Nuggets. A little bit of a disappointment. I think the NBA thought, they thought the big boy was going to be playing.
Yeah, when is he going to be back?
So I heard last week on The Jump, he's not even on the court yet. So if he's not on the court, he's got to still go through some stuff. He might not be back till January. So I'm not sure when Zion's going to be back.
They may not even play him this year, man.
They might. Yeah, they might shut him down, try to get another draft pick. So I got Denver. I don't think it's going to be much of a matchup. But what's going on with Jokic this year? His points are down a little bit. His assists are down.
I always thought, and you're going to look at me crazy when I say, but I've always felt like Joker was kind of overrated, man.
Okay.
He was not really he was a surprise last year to people, but people kind of owning his game now. He's kind of overrated. He doesn't have a go-to move.
He's not explosive.
He's not explosive. He's kind of too heavy for me. I don't know. You know, his shooting is down. He's more of a jump shooting center than he is a inside man, so he's going to struggle getting some baskets.
Yeah, he's playing okay, but I think the bar was set so high last year, and the NBA is all about scouting reports and getting better, and I don't know if he got better from last year to this year, to your point.
Yeah, I don't know if he got any better, and his defense has always been terrible. So, you know, but he can rebound.
He can. He
rebound. I give him that, man. He can rebound the ball. He's all right.
So
that's going to blow them out, though.
So that's Christmas. We got Celtics, Raptors, Bucks, Sixers, Rockets, Warriors, Clippers, Lakers, finale, Pelicans, Nuggets. This collaboration is possible thanks to a long list of podcasters, starting with Delvin Cox. And then we did a show with him. He introduced us to Baylor the Great. And then we got connected to Just Blaze. And then somehow we got connected to D Murph. And we just did a podcast with D Murph from Houston and Why Not Sports earlier this week. Yeah. And then we got connected to you. So how did you get involved with these guys?
Hey, man, I don't even know. But let me tell you, it started with Cox, though, because when I first got in the game, I was kind of introduced to his podcast before I started. So I was listening to him, and then I got with Just Blaze. You know, I was always listening to those two before, and then I listened to Rory at the Mitchell Report Unleashed podcast, and then they just start introducing me to other podcasters. And them guys, that's why when you mentioned them guys, like we circle each other's podcast a lot, man. And man, then we just started getting it rolling. Them guys helped me a lot, you know, just to get started, man. And, you know, gave me a lot of tips. And I'm thankful for them guys, man. Them some great guys right there.
We didn't know how to record and upload. And Delvin gave me some tricks of the trade and then introduced to some people. And, you know, it's kind of like basketball. You play against people, you become fans of people, and you have them on your show, and you stay in touch. And it's just adding to the podcast community.
Yeah, man. He's an absolute beast, man. I enjoy his show. Every week he has like different style of people on there. So it's like what I'm getting. And, you know, I kind of like that, man. I kind of like that he's random, and he's just great. Just Blaze is by far the best basketball, solely basketball podcast I've ever heard. So what he got going is special.
Yeah, he goes deep, and he's knowledgeable, like, on a lot of teams, a lot of benches. I was like, oh, I didn't even know dude was on that team.
Oh, if you name a player, he knows exactly where they're at.
Yeah.
And their stats.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, let's take it back to the Bay. So you live in Sac now. Mm-hmm. You grew up in San Francisco. I grew up in the East Bay. So my first question is, who was the best high school football player that you played against when you were growing up?
I had no respect for a lot of people, but I'll tell you. Now, it was just one. He was pretty good. I think he went to SC. Okay. His name is Antoine Simmons. He was really, really, really good. Like, he played corner same time I did. You know, I was a safety at that time. So we really didn't compete, but play offensive. So sometimes he'd play wide receiver. Mm-hmm. So I had to cover him. But, man, he was a special player back then. I know he went to SC, so he was really good. Antoine Simmons.
All right. And so who's the player when you were growing up that you maybe didn't play against, but you saw them, whether it was basketball, baseball, or football in the Bay?
I saw Gary Payton literally all the time. I got, you know, there's so many Bay Area guys, but Bill Cartwright too. When I was younger, Bill Cartwright frequent the Bay a lot. I don't have no idea why. I think he's from Sacramento, though. But
yeah, he's from Elk Grove.
Yeah, yeah. He used to come to the Bay to the Boys and Girls Club where I was at all the time. He had the ugliest jumper ever. I'll never forget him.
But that wind up.
Yeah. Yeah, but hey, it was money though.
Yeah.
But he came around. John Taylor. But he's not from the Bay, but I remember him playing for the Niners, and he's always frequent the Bay Area a lot, man. He's come talk to us all the time, man, and go to his camps. It was a special time, man, back then.
Fortunately, I didn't get to see Gary play when he was in high school. So for me, it was Jason Kidd.
Oh, Kidd too.
Kidd and Gerald Walker. Like, a lot of people don't know about Gerald Walker, like, mm-hmm. outside of the Bay, but he was nice. He was small, but he could jump. He was electrifying. Mm-hmm. And you knew Jason would be the better pro. He had Gerald was unbelievable. He was a beast.
Isaiah Ryder too.
He was Isaiah really Ryder as well.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah. Yeah. Darnell Robinson from Emory too.
Oh.
I think he had the state for points for a while. So I played in basketball. We played in the Reardon Classic. And I thought we were going to play them, but our team lost and they won, of course. But we sat and watched them play, and it was a man among boys. There was no stopping him.
That's pretty dope, man. The city's underrated for athletes. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that, man. They're really underrated for athletes. So people don't know too, like, he's not from the Bay, but Bill Russell was born in Louisiana, but he moved to the Bay when he was like 4 years old. People didn't know he moved to San Francisco. He was raised in San Francisco, and that's why he played for the Dons. So I think that was a pretty good story. I didn't even know that till like maybe like a year ago or something. I'm like, wow, it's pretty.
And
dope.
Then there's Casey Jones, the old Celtics coach. Mm. He played at USF as well.
Mm. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, but it's one of those things. Like, I don't know how good of a player he was.
I know John Madden is from Daly City, and he frequent that area. He was pretty damn good, I was told. It's so many.
Yeah, it's so many. Yeah. We can go on. So before I let you go, can we do a little rapid fire? 5 questions. You just answer based on what's on your mind.
Let's do it.
All right. It's going to cover fashion, music, and geography. There's no wrong answer. Chuck Taylors or Jays?
Chuck Taylors.
Dre or Snoop?
Dre.
White Men Can't Jump or Above the Rim?
I go White Men Can't Jump.
All right. 8 seed in the Western Conference, the Kings or the Suns?
I go with the Kings.
All right. Last question. West Coast or East Coast?
Easy. It's West Side.
West Side's the best side. Well, thank you for coming on to the show. Why don't you tell the listeners where they can find you, how they can subscribe, download, and check out Raw and Uncut?
Well, so I'm on Raw Uncut Anything. So YouTube, Raw Uncut, even though I do Raw TV on YouTube. Raw Uncut on any podcast platform, even iHeartRadio and TuneIn Radio. You can find me on any of those platforms. I'm actually in the middle of writing a book that will be done in January. I'm very proud of this book, and I'm elated that I'm gonna finally get this thing done, man. I've been trying to write this thing for 2 years, but it should be done. It's called How to Handle Things Like a Man. So y'all watch out for that.
All right. Well, fans, make sure you get that, How to Handle 100%. Things Like a Man. And you got to come on the show and tell us a little bit about the book before you go on the book tour.
Oh, man. And I got a little small one set up. I was pretty impressed, man. You know, we'll get it going. We definitely set it up. I definitely want to talk to you. Got to have you on my podcast too, man. We got to rock and roll. You and your co-host, man, together though, man.
Yeah. Definitely. He was going to join, and then he had to switch his flight for work. So he apologizes, but we'll get on your show sometime in the new year.
Oh, you got to do it. You do the YouTube. I got Raw TV going. It's pretty good right now. It's going pretty good, man.
All right, folks. Well, that wraps it up. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, brother.
All right. Well, be good.
All right, man.
All right. Take care.
Peace.